5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Concern level time. Tigers get broomed out of Pittsburgh. Ghastly performance last night. Today was just as bad, honestly. Just because there weren't the same amount of mental errors. This lineup has fallen off a cliff. The pitching's no good. You've lost 9 out of 10. And here's the issue. Cleveland now can be within 8 tonight. And when you look at the next 10 games for you, the lead up to and through the deadline, it's 4 against the oddest team in baseball, Toronto. It's 3 against the Diamondbacks. It's 3 against Phillies. If you juxtapose that to Cleveland's next 10, it's Baltimore, it's Kansas City, it's Colorado. Man, by the time I get back from Saratoga, you are talking about something here where this could look a whole lot different. So we're asking you your concern level. Scale of 1 to 10. And look, I'm at a 4. I think if you lose 9 out of 10, I don't care if you're the best team in baseball or not. That's not a blip. Now, they got an opportunity to stem the tide, go 5-5 over the next 10 and just cool out a little bit. But I tell you, if they don't get this thing going here, this is going to get really uncomfortable. Now, if you want an optimistic view, well, maybe this is them tasting their own blood for the first time, and it'll force them to be impactful at the deadline. Something, Rico, you don't believe they're going to do. I'm just trying to offer optimism that if there is something good out of it, here's what it could be.
It is, except for the fact that, man, there's a lot of holes in this boat. And how much do we want to spend? How many of our young guys are we willing to part with? That I think the asking price went from, you know what, maybe if they just get that right-handed bat, maybe if they just get a reliever, maybe if they just get this one thing, they'll be okay. It shifted to, okay, how much are we willing to part? How much are we willing to pay? And are we ready to go all in? That's going to be the big question for the next week, Mike, while you're gone.
248-539-9797. You tell me, guys. And again, I'm not going to live in a world where you ignore losing 9 out of 10. Okay? I know the TV broadcast would like you to do that. I'm not doing that. It's not good enough. And last night, shout out Pat Caputo. It was clown ball. You got Torque not hustling. You got Wensiel not touching the plate. You got defensive errors. It's okay to say this isn't good enough. And look, we're very lucky that this team played good enough baseball in the first 60 games to get this kind of lead. We're also fortunate enough to play in this garbage can division where there's really no real threat.
Right.
But the next 10 games, if you don't turn this around, and let's say you trick around and go 3-7, and Cleveland goes 7-3, all of a sudden, that's a 4-game lead. You will have evaporated all of the hard work. And then you have to question, how much does the losing affect what you think of this team as it heads to the deadline? Again, whether they do or don't do the stuff, it's about how much do you think they got to do? Remember, it wasn't too long ago, you had people in this town saying, we don't need any help. We have Zach McKinstry. We don't need a right-handed bat. I mean, that's the truth. Gator was yelling at people because, oh, do you still think you don't need a right-handed bat? How's that lineup looking?
Yeah.
No, you're mean, come on, man. You can't get seduced by April and May heroes. Because right now, when you've lost 9 out of 10, who are you leaning on, not named Riley Green or Gleyber Torres, to turn this around? Who are the bedrocks of this lineup? That's the problem with playing the style of ball they play.
Yep.
That if it's going on all cylinders, it's really effective. But when stuff gets hard, who are you leaning on?
I'm with you on that, but that's my biggest concern. That's why I'm at a 6, because I need to know that they haven't gotten high off their own supply of just, you know what, we're going to play this chaos ball and somebody will show up. On if you're relying on somebody showing up, that's like relying on hope, and hope's not a strategy.
It just highlights how different this could be if Bregman would have said yes. That's exactly the type of bat at exactly that position that you can lean on a player like that. You know, that's a World Series captain of a team. Yeah. This is the problem. I don't know that player is available. You know, for all the Eugenio Suarez discussion, remember, the Cubs want him, the Yankees want him. I don't want to see this team for a rental go nuts.
The Diamondbacks, they want pitching. You don't have it. So, yeah.
Uh-oh. 248-539-9797. Scale of 1 to 10, your concern level. And again, I'm at a 4. 10 games from now, it could be a completely different picture. So I would need to wait those 10 games before concern would become panic. But no, I'm concerned. I'm concerned because here's the other thing. And it's no stupid victory lap. I wouldn't do that to you guys. It's just for all the abuse I took that I never bought in, where I said, look, I think they're good. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I'm fine. 90 wins. I never got into this whole, they're going to win 100 plus. They're the best team in baseball. Every effing update we did on the station. Oh, first to 50. Okay. Here's why. Water finds its level. So now you look at all of these guys that early in the year were carrying you. They're not those guys, because that's not who they've ever been. All right, Javi's quickly faltering back to being a below-average hitter. Matt Vierling's terrible. Parker Meadows is unplayable offensively, but I have to play him defensively.
Right.
We can keep going, but it's like, guys, am I going to keep going that route? Am I going to go shopping at the dime store here where I maybe can get some help? Rico doesn't believe they're going to do it. Look, if you told me today they're going to do nothing substantial at the deadline, no, my concern level would rise maybe to a 6. The next 10 games dictates a lot of it because, Rico, the compression of the schedule, if you go from 60 games left to 50 and you've still got an 8-game lead, we're good. Mm-hmm. But if you go from 60 to 50 and I got a 4-game lead, we've just opened up a whole new can of worms. So it'll be about the next 10 for me. Again, you've got Toronto for 4, Arizona for 3, Philly for 3, and Cleveland. They're playing the Chuck E. Cheese All-Stars.
Here's the thing, Mike, if it was the inverse and they were actually winning, coming, you know, starting with Seattle, I do think that they would have made a trade because Scott Harris said, hey, when they think that they're close, they're going to make the move. Now, he's seeing what we're seeing.
Is he?
I think he is. And it's like, okay.
Are you sure about that?
Am I willing? In order to get these players, I'm going to have to part with a lot of prospects that I think are going to be lights out. Now, I don't know if they are or not, but they believe in them. We can agree upon that.
Yeah.
And that's why I say the fact that they're hitting this losing streak, I seem to think that, you know what, we're good. We're going to hold. Well, it worked for us last year. Let's see what happens this year. Let's just let it ride.
Hey, guys, if you think Rico's right, call. You think he's wrong, call. I'm not going to fight him on it. I mean, it's an opinion. What am I going to say? It's wrong? No, it's an opinion.
Right.
And it's not an egregious one. It's not like if Rico said pizza's terrible. No, that's a bad opinion.
No, pizza's good.
Thank you. See? Commonality. But no, I 248-539-9797. David, Kenny, talk to me. Level of concern, 1 to 10, as they've lost 9 out of 10.
I'm at a 5. I worry about the pitching, yes. I worry about the bullpen, yes. I'm worried about the bats, yes. But we have time to fix it. So that's why I'm at a 5. It can, depending on how this weekend goes, it can lean either direction. But I'm at a 5. I'm going to stay steady. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to overreact. It's at a 5.
And I think that's responsible. Because if they put a few good games together, it looks different. But if this doesn't stop and stop right now, you're creating a real problem for yourself. And that's what sports is. It's okay to talk about these things. We don't do state-run media. So, yeah, you lose 9 out of 10, and you served as the Pirates' cheap date on a Saturday night, and they broomed you right out of town. I'm sorry, man. That's not okay. The Pirates had lost 11 of 12 before you played them.
The fact that you didn't come out with your hair on fire to start this game today after how you played last night and making some little league mental mistakes.
You looked lifeless.
Yes. You look like a team where the losing streak was starting to affect you. I'm not going to say the Q word, but you look like a team that was pressing. You look like a team that it's in your head right now. And you don't look like a team that's having fun the way they were at the beginning of the year.
248-539-9797. We'll get the people in the mix. Ticket text, the whole bit. But guys, it's okay. Hey, you don't have to be afraid to call if you're like, well, I'm not that concerned yet. Then I'm going to ask you about the next 10 games. And what would it take for you to be concerned? So, again, it's a great spot to be in despite losing 9 out of 10. Let's say Guardians win tonight. They're going to be 8 out. You know, it was about a week ago they were like 14 out. It can change quick. They're 8-2 in their last 10. You're 1-9. Do the math. So if it stops right now, I'm cool. But the way they're playing, and the problem is, like I said, if you're the Dodgers, Mookie Betts sucks. He's still Mookie Betts. I got to believe he turns it around. Freddie Freeman looks like a singles hitter. I got to believe he can turn it around. Teoscar Hernandez, Tommy Edman, Muncy. Like, you just got to believe that at least a couple of them will turn.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what am I supposed to say? Oh, well, Javi will what? 2 months or 5 years? What am I supposed to do? Parker Meadows had a nice little run where he was barely an above-average ball player offensively last year, but he did it at the right time.
Yep.
Parker Meadows has no track record of being a high-level bat.
Right.
Matt Vierling? Jamai Jones? Torkelson? Who? Who am I relying on? Zach McKinstry, who was a well-below-average player for his entire life before this year?
Put some respect on his name.
I'm putting respect on it. I'm using facts.
All-star.
Okay, all-star Zach McKinstry. That's all. That's where my concern will grow, Rico. I got to get it turned around.
Yeah.
The problem, too, it's not like the pitching's been great.
No.
But offensively, yikes.